February 7th continued. It's, what time is it? 5:45. It's Sunday. Year is 2016. I'm third hour into this walk in Joshua Tree National Park. Got about another hour to go before I get back to the car. And here's, just want to, you know, a lot of my entries are, you know, 90% of what we're talking about is all conceptual. It's analysis, and to that extent, it's, you know, it's flawed, it's limited, it's cerebral, it's not satisfying. And so here's just perceptions. As usual, I have a ringing in my ears, a strong one, stronger than usual, louder than usual today. And beneath that, although it's more perceptible when I stop and I just really listen, is a deep hum. So there's a ringing, and then there's a deep hum beneath it. I got two of them going on. And this is common for me when I'm paying attention. And I'm paying attention when I'm hiking, generally. That's why we're out here, aren't we? Elevate the body mind, become more attuned to what is. My left calf, I don't know all the muscles, but it's tight and it hurts. I've been hurting for the last hour or so. All my muscles were aching, or there's, you know, much greater sense of ache throughout me a few days ago when I was up here. So I don't know what's going on. I think I have plenty of potassium and other essential minerals in me, but don't like having aches and tightness that persists like this. Been a constant breeze from the north. It's cool. It was in the low 80s down in Coachella Valley. Arriving up here around 2:30, it was 64 degrees, and it'll probably be 55 degrees or so, maybe lower, when I leave. 7 p.m. or so. So that is a nice breeze. I took off my cotton gloves. I've been wearing gloves for the past year when I'm in the sun, as the ultraviolet rays are much stronger than they used to be due to the thinning, or the thinning or altogether absence of the ozone layer above us. Some principal causes of that, but that's another subject. So the sun feels, it's burning now. And so I just want my hands more protected. And that's been good. Also, especially in these drier climates, in the winter, your skin cracks. It's painful to have your skin get dry and then crack. And that cracking exposes deeper layers of the, what do you call it, the derma, whatever, you know, deeper skin layers that are quite sore when exposed to air or anything. And wearing some layers that keep the moisture in reduces the cracking. Keeps my hands in better shape. I need less of this vitamin E or vitamin A oil. It's a couple of oils in there. different products, but it does rejuvenate skin pretty well. But basically, it's a vitamin A, and then another one, a vitamin E oil. And it's thinned, you know, it's different unit numbers of units. And it's thinned by safflower oil or olive oil, or I don't know what. But there's a vegetable oil base, I believe. But I use that on any area that's dry and bleeding or cracking, scabbing, whatever the case is. Feel heavy on my feet. You know, I've weighed between 215 and 221 for the last 6 months or so, 5 months. Not happy about it, but it is what it is. Do believe when I'm living in a location where EMF is less problematic, that is, the exposures are lower, and I'm able to exercise near the house without driving 2 hours round trip just to take a walk. You know, I'll be then walking more often, and then, you know, being around food less often, being at a higher metabolic rate in general because of the increased exercise, frequency of the exercise. I'll be losing weight again. And taking pressure off the joints. Since Christmas, I've been walking mainly on flat surfaces, flat roads. You know, they're not even, but they're not the steep, crumbly surfaces that I've been going to on some of these mountains in Joshua Tree. These trailless, scree slopes. Just some dead shrubs and lots of rubble. It rained a couple weeks up here, a couple weeks ago. Still seeing my footprints in places as I sank into the soft soil here. And compared to 2 years ago, yeah. A lot of these plants are dead. It was definitely the case a couple of years ago that after a rain like that, you would see a lot of new green growth in plants that you'd thought were dead, but then they turned green or had a whole bunch of green come through on them. But this time, no. I think the drought and the heavy metal contamination have taken its toll. So the smoke trees are, they're on their last leg. There's still a lot of them, but I would say they, you know, aren't half as healthy as they were when I first moved to this area 4 years ago. And that, you know, another decade of the aerosol spraying, and then during rains you have these low flights of, I think, you know, some kind of Agent Orange type material, you know, exfoliant, something that's damaging. Just as the plants are sucking up the water, they're, you know, having been so parched, they are sucking up some lethal chemical as well, which is, hey, why not, you know? If you worship Satan, this is how you roll. Anyway, so I'm observing a lot of dead plant life around here that, again, has not shown any sign of coming back with the decent rain of a good inch or two 2 weeks ago. Although there are some wildflowers that you can see, but it's know, it's, these are little green plants coming up, less than an inch tall at this time. And they're here and there, but I would say 10% of what I saw 3 years ago. And spring will come early here. It's early February, and these plants have a very short, you know, they're annuals, and they will poke up, achieve maturity in 3 weeks, 4 weeks tops, push a flower out, and they're going to be dead or dying by the end of March. They're going to be definitely on their way out. That's 6 weeks from now, 7 weeks from now. But yeah, a whole lot less, a whole lot fewer flowers than I saw, and that's something else I'm observing. What else am I feeling? Feeling tired. Yeah. You know, I've been doing my errands yesterday, hitting the post office and Target and Walmart and dry cleaners and a couple of grocery stores. I felt my brain was sore. I felt assaulted. Felt that I didn't have the nerve reserves, the energetic reserves to deal with the artificial lighting, the attitudes, the cellular towers, and all of that stuff. And I just ached. It just hurt. My brain hurt. And I'm not doing well. Just want to survive. So I'm just taking it one day at a time. You know, hoping I'm not going to lose this weight battle altogether. And yet I want to feel dynamic and intact at work, but I feel like I'm not the person I was even last year. You know, I'm much more decayed, aged. I think I look at people and they see it on me too. I'm not the person they saw, that they thought they knew. You know, my vigor, my virility, my vitality is certainly a part of my attractiveness to others. To not have access to it, it's sad. It's painful. Yeah, so this Thursday and today, it's quite effortful. You know, you would think going Friday and Saturday and half of today without walking, that I would be able to muster the energy for a walk. I've done nothing physical. You know, I've rested. I haven't masturbated. I've been eating pretty good food. And yet I have zero oomph. Zero. Skies are clear today. There's no sprain at all. You know, I don't know what they might be doing. Whole lot of sprain this past week. We had the doors open to my classroom much of the time, just because it was beautiful. It was in the 60s. You know, it's almost never that way. Maybe a month or two of temperatures that are really beautiful. But this inexplicable tiredness. What else am I thinking on? Yeah, I don't really. Well, that's it. It's physically, that's it. Oh yeah, and I was looking at, had my shirt off, and I was looking at the shadow that my body cast with the low lying sun. So I had a long shadow, and I was just looking at the belly, you know, from that profile view. You know, my distended stomach. Not something I'm used to seeing. Can't say it's anything I went about trying to achieve. I think it's sitting at the computer too much, and it's not exercising. And again, it's this general oppressiveness of my entire energetic bodily mechanism from the nearby cellular tower in my workplace. That is the principal aggravant here. And that's it for now. Over now.